I was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I did this song here. This is my message song for the night. You don't know what I'm going to do yet. Just wait a minute. You ain't never been...
So left off.
You ain't nothing but a...
Those idiots.
But a... I'd like to tell you that it's really fantastic being back in New York. A really good audience. Thank you. And now that you've had a look at us, I'd like to turn the house lights up and take a look at you. We hope you enjoy the show, the rest of the show this afternoon. The first part was adequate. Well, you know, we're going to do a lot of songs, old ones, new ones. And let me see. Over in Hawaii, if you wear a flower in your left ear, it means you're available. It means you're ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's smooth.
What you got, man?
What you got, man?
A little bitty bouquet? Okay, give me a little bitty scarf for the little bitty girl. I get this show started in a minute, folks. I got to get everything else out of the way first. Now, this next song is a song about Olivia Newton-John. It's called If You Love Me, Let Me Go.
If You Love Me, Let Me Go. It wasn't the name of the song, but it's close.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. This is the wrong song to do this song. I gotta get this. I can tell by the look on this woman's face that I'll never make it to this song. See, you know, she put the hoomie on me. I couldn't even sing, Jack. Believe me.
Hey, Jack.
Right now, I'd like to do a medley.
Put the hoomie on me.
You know, just back to the years. Yeah. Oh well. I started 1,400 songs. Starting oh well. Oh, what a winter, my blue moon. Yeah, we did a couple of years ago song. A song a couple of years ago.
What?
Called Help Me. Well, I can sing that for you. You're a good audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Watch it, Bruce. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Last farewell? God. And let me introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further. First of all, the young lady that you met earlier in the show tonight, we've been together.
Wow.
I don't mean all young ladies. He's not a young lady. But,
yeah, I know. Listen to him.
We've been together for about 6 years. I think they're fantastic. They're sweet inspirations.
And
the gentleman in the back... They're one of the finest gospel quartets in Tupelo, Mississippi. G.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
I defy you to understand what he's saying there.
I'd like to introduce the Stamps to you individually. They have a new bass singer with them. His name is Larry Strickland.
I heard that, Elvis. Larry Strickland.
The baritone singer is a guy that comes in here before I do and does all the announcements. And if he said, we're going to second half of the show if you get back to your seats.
What? Wow.
Second half of the show if you get back to your seats. You sound like a broken record. He said it 20 times at least, I know. 23. He's from Nashville. His name is Ed Hill.
You really have to hear these just in the long form.
Right.
If you get back in your seat.
Yeah, if you tune in for a second or two, you're going to go, well, what's funny about that? But you got to listen to the...
I got one question for you.
What's that?
Are you putting the hoomie on me?
And the lead singer, the blonde kid, he's sitting here with his leg going like this. You know. His name is Ed Enoch.
Who?
Ed Enoch.
Oh, thank you.
I speak it.
And their tenor singer, the guy that did You'll Never Walk Alone, which is the story of his life, is Bill Bays.
So effed up.
The beautiful voice. She's from Los Angeles. Her name is Kathy Westmore.
And this is like the most coherent stuff that we have.
His support staff.
Help me. He does a lot of harmony with me on records and in my personal appearances. His name is Cheryl Nielsen.
Bum-ba-dum.
Did I cover it all? We have a new record out, ladies and gentlemen, that came out. What are you saying? For the good times? Let me see. For the good times.
For the good
times. Ladies and gentlemen. You asked for a song earlier that just came out of a new album.
Wow,
that
God, that is the way.
Hey, listen to this.
Not heard that before.
No,
you?
No. That's new.
You asked for a song earlier that just came out of a new album that
wow.
I did. That
Last Farewell.
The Last Farewell. Boy, I wish I knew it. Oh, Danny Boy, go back to fun. Is Danny Boy in that album? Let me, now that you've had a chance to see us, let me turn the house lights up so I can see you.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you really that you're a fantastic audience in Tucson, really.
Tucson. And,
he knows where he is.
You're a great bunch of people, and you've reacted very well to us tonight, and we really appreciate it. And we love you for it, believe me. Whenever you want us to come back, just let us know. We'll come back here. You know.
Right, Elvis.
This place looks familiar to me. I don't know what it is. Have we been here before? I'm only kidding.
He's only kidding, folks.
We're 4,000 Flash Love. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Johnny Cash tonight. Hope you have a good time. We're going to do a lot of songs and try to entertain you. So just, honey, I'll be over there in a minute.
Well, these four saps.
You want a scarf? You want a kiss?
Thank you very much.
Anything else you want? We have a new record out. It came out this past week, and it's—I don't know all the words to it yet. I still don't know it. You know, it's called Trouble, and it's one of those.
We have a new record out this week. I don't know all the words yet.
You know, like that.
Hold on.
Wow. This guys. This is the best.
I told you it's a slow build.
Mm-hmm. This is the best.
You got to take it as it is. You know, I got a new record out this week. I don't know all the words to it yet.
What's that?
Here we go.
That's him.
That's where they go. Aspirations, you don't know that.
Hold on. Bag it up a little, Rob.
You get up a little. Yeah, that I ever.
That's new.
And it's one of those. It's one of those real fast songs. You know, the words go. You know, like that. If you get behind, that's where they go. Aspirations, you don't know that. And that's the first verse. If you get behind, you might as well just forget it because you can't catch up.
You can't catch up.
He spends a lot of time kind of explaining
himself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Rob. Now, you got so many of them on here.
Yeah.
I can listen to every one of them.
That's the one that I love so much, the one with a song I want to do. I want to do that song.
Oh, the one, the long intro. Oh, no, that's actually on the front of this one.
All right, load that one in while I play something else off here. You're going to hear many moods of Elvis on this show today.
Good.
You'll hear sedated Elvis. And every once in a while, you'll hear Elvis when energy surges through his body.
That's great.
Like, for instance, here is 48 seconds. I take it back. 26 seconds of Elvis with energy surging through his body.
Very good.
Hold on.
What was that?
That's music.
That was music.
You need to go over here, Jack.
Oh, you put it on that machine.
Classical Elvis, Jack.
Thank you very much. Paul, you're out of sight. You are fantastic. Thank you.
You are out of sight.
Boy, I tell you what, really, I couldn't have gotten a better audience if I stood out there and paid everybody $20 to come in here. I really couldn't. You are out of sight.
You're out of sight. Out of sight. And this one I love. I think this next one's destined to be a classic.
Remember, this one's all over the place, so I'm not exactly sure where it is.
But there's a point here where he says, there's a song I want to do that means a lot to me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're out of sight. You are fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. It's still to come.
Well, I tell you what, really, I couldn't have gotten a better audience if I stood out there and paid everybody $20 to come in here.
This is just the long version of the one we just played a clip from.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet one of the fellows who promoted me.
Eighth degree blind.
Oh, that's an old one.
You got the wrong disc? Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
Got quite a bit of material over here.
So much.
We got so many of them.
Try that.
Try this one?
Yeah,
okay.
Number one, CD one.
Here we go, CD one.
We go again, man. It's like my horse is left.
Tired. This is Elvis.
Come on, you can do it. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, that's it. It just tapers off to nothing.
What?
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Now, wow. 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 Wow.
One of my first records that I made, that I recorded, back in 1927, I think it was. More like this.
Elvis?
What about the next man? You got any idea? I don't want to do that.
I love that.
That's one that I love.
I don't want to do that.
We'd love to sing. All of us up here love to sing the music.
All kinds of music.
Makes you happy. Now, they don't like us to stay on too long. And Wait a minute. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the International. My name is Frankie Avalon. I'd like to tell you, those that got kissed, that I have the flu. And I'll be around in the back later. I usually make the rounds, you know, up in the balcony. On the line, so I'm with we're doing that song the other day, and our crack bass singer over here, on the road, I was singing. Only believe me, say, oh, baby. I said, no, it's the wrong song.
Whoa, told you.
I did a gospel song in 1922.
You get the same jokes.
I won a Grammy for it, so the opposite of a Grampy. My first record.
A Grampy.
He's grannies all over the place.
Not a granny, but a grampy. Yeah, he's got some good patter. He's funny.
Patois.
He's funny.
Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Well, you've heard this one millions of times.
Do the chairs in your park?
He was a little large when he did this.
Oh, wait a minute. Good grief, what's the words of that song?
New version.
What?
Does your memory stray?
They're telling him the word.
I can't hear you, honey.
It's the background.
Does your memory stray?
Does yours?
No. That's yours, dude.
Hey, yours, dude.
The fans bite back.
That's not a fan. That's a background singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you believe that? I mean, just a complete mental block. And I want to sing it, but now I love you too, dear. Thank you very much.
Wow.
This is a complete mental block. How did that happen?
One more before the break.
I love you too, dear.
I love you too, dear.
One more before the break.
No, Elvis.
First record, ladies and gentlemen.
This is great.
You want to hear that again?
I want to hear it all again. Honest to God.
We've not even started
these
to get into it.
These are incredible.
My first record, ladies and gentlemen.
He's burping. Okay. What the hell is that? It sounds like he's on the toilet,
but he burped.
Okay.
Wow. My first record, ladies and gentlemen.
He burped. Like it's edited in there.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Mouth's dry. Can I borrow some water for him, please?
His mouth is dry.
If I appear a little shaky, it's because I'm a little shaky. So. Welcome back to the International. This is my second live appearance in 9 years. I said that the first time, and it was the first time. certain line. I'd like to do some songs for you. I'd like to do some songs for you that were recorded by other people and different things. And I'd like to do a couple of songs that I recorded about 1929. Remember?
That's the theme.
You love
get
that.
Get my hair
too.
Out of my eyes. I can see you out there, maybe. Does it blow my image? But it's been blowing before.
It's got a Star Wars quality to it, the recording of it.
Image. Say image. Well, that's it, boy. In an album that I just did called, what's it called, man? Let's see. No, I didn't do this on an album, man. I've lost my mind.
Well,
man, oh man.
That's just the beginning.
Wow. I mean, this is great stuff.
I have to apologize about that Star Wars quality. It was that most of these recordings actually came from bootlegs from the audience.
But that's right off a CD you're playing now.
So,
right?
Yeah, well, we've actually tried to sweeten it so you can understand it a little
really?
Better. So.
Why don't we get Christmas music in here?
I thought you were trying to set a mood.
It's a holiday.
Now, hold on a second.
That's the Boston Pop CD.
Oh, well, give me a cut on that then.
Okay.
That's more new music we have, the Boston Pops.
What does it have to do with Elvis?
Well, it's background music.
Oh, background for Elvis.
Boston Pops does tribute to Elvis, but I guess they do more than that.
Ah.
Well, while we're waiting for that to be queued up.
It's the gold mine.
What the hell? I'll just give you one more.
Another one, Jack?
Let me find one more.
And if we do have a theme that's running through all of these actualities from Elvis concerts, it would be the 1920s joke.
Yeah.
Which he seems to revisit.
One more, real quick one.
Oh, I love you too, sweetheart. Don't stop? Okay.
It's a younger Elvis you can tell by listening.
What is that? No dose. You were like, there was fever up here? What's the matter with you?